Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, your professor for this course on how to start a matchmaking ministry. This is an essential topic for Christianity. So many Christians are passionate about finding their soulmates who are Christians, who together they can be a kingdom couple. I was like that. When I was at my church in Delvin, Wisconsin, growing up, I got to know Pam Fedema. And I saw her at youth groups. I saw her interact in different occasions at our church. I saw her sing. And then we went to the same college. And we got to know each other, and we took walks, and I saw the fire that she had to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. And I am grateful that that connection, the church, that college, all of those institutions were in a sense a system of matchmaking where like-minded believers found each other. But today it is very different. Today, people often find each other on online tools. They find each other in various places that are often so fragmented away from Christianity, from the church, from Christian institutions. Today, there is a great need for matchmaker ministers to support and pray, teach, encourage those who are looking for a Christian soulmate. So this course is about helping you, a matchmaking minister, to actually start a matchmaking ministry. And it could even be a ministry biz to help you register this as a soul center in the Christian Leaders Alliance Soul Center Division, where ministers register, and you can register your matchmaking practice, your matchmaking ministry. Christian singles face so many challenges. There is becoming more and more a limited dating pool, a courtship pool. And in some places in the world, that has already been limited a long time ago, or it was never really abundant for Christianity. But in the Western world, as people have left the church and people have gone after other things that wealth brings our global society, Christianity is becoming less and less of value. When I found Pam, everybody I knew seemed to be a Christian. And the institutions I was part of were Christian, and it was a different dynamic. So today there's a limited pool, a dating pool. In some places, there's an unequal gender ratio. There may be more women who are Christians than men who are Christians right now. There is a struggle with compatibility over those who really practice their faith and are called to leadership, and those who adhere to Christianity but are not close to Christianity or close to God through the Christian church or a walk with God. And people are busy. There's time constraints. People hardly have time with their busy schedules to actually make work out of courtship and finding a soulmate. And quite honestly, today there is a lack of guidance. And you know, in some ways I feel there's always been a lack of guidance on very important issues, such as marriage and sex in marriage and long-term support for marriage throughout the life cycle of a marriage. And it's no wonder that the divorce rate, even amongst Christians, is so high. So, are you called to be part of a matchmaker ministry, where you, as the matchmaker minister, can build, encourage, minister, relate. Maybe you are also a Christian wedding officiant, and this is a beautiful combination, to be a matchmaker minister and a wedding officiant. Or maybe you're just someone who loves bringing Christians together. This course is about helping you launch a ministry. Now, what would this course be like? Well, there'll be teaching, and there will be many of the principles of matchmaking will be talked about. But it will not be matchmaking as if you are going to specifically match one person to another person. Now, in some places, there may be critical mass where the matchmaker has that luxury. In many ways, this will be about educating, encouraging, coming alongside Christians as they search for that kingdom life partner. You know, I think about golf. I am a golfer, and I will tell you that golf is a hard game. So for the first decades of my golf experience, I just winged it. I got a little tip. I got a little tip here, a little tip there. And, you know, I hit the ball this way and that way. And by concentration, I often could pull together even very strange swings. I call them strange swings because they were not grounded in how you're actually supposed to swing a golf club. But somehow I got by. And as I got older, I finally came to the realization I should learn all the principles of swinging. And why I should learn how to swing a golf club is because my old ways of swinging a golf club, they were giving me back pain. And it was getting frustrating to me. My swing speed was going slower and slower as I aged. Then I realized that there are ways in which you can swing the club with such simplicity, where there are techniques, and they're not new techniques. They're techniques that have been around for decades, and many of them were perfected by people like Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan, and there are ways that made the swing fun. But here was the truth. That was not necessarily fun. I actually had to sit down and learn how something as hard as golf could be made much simpler by actually getting educated on golf, actually learning more about it. So when that happened, my back stopped hurting. I hit my driver farther. I am having more fun in a very difficult game. Now, I will tell you, golf cannot be perfected. And relationships, because of the fall of humanity into sin and because of the brokenness of this life, courtship and getting married and even being married is not something that in this life can be perfected. But it can be helped. We can actually strike the ball better when it comes to matching and finding our life partner and then getting married. And in Jesus Christ, that which is broken can be made new and redeemed. So I want to welcome you to this How to Start a Matchmaking Ministry course. I want to welcome you, and I'm excited you're here. And I hope that you will be able to, maybe in your church, or maybe through a soul center, or maybe in a community, you will be able to start a matchmaking practice. We will teach you key modules in how a matchmaking ministry can work and how you can serve others. This teaching will focus very much on helping people use online tools and how to help people find that match, even in a limited pool scenario. So hang on, get ready. We are going to explore how to start a matchmaking business, a ministry, in ministry biz, a soul center. Whatever the Lord has for you, this class will help you, in the name of Jesus Christ, bring soulmates together that the kingdom of God is built and God is glorified.